Let's talk a little bit about the remote viewing. As you said, you were in a family of natural-born psychics. How did you get involved in remote viewing? I mean, why did you decide to get trained, to get tuned up?
Yes, well, this is I've always been involved with occult activity. Basically, I was born into it. And I had someone come from England who initiated me. And he was a 33rd. Basically, the English side of things are essentially a cult. The American side, they're more business-oriented. So he came from England to initiate me, and I was told in 3 days that I would meet this woman. I'm going to make this story quick. And certainly I did. I asked her to marry me. He called me that night and said, "Aaron, you're giving up the whole world." This man was going to sponsor me and make sure I got into a good residency program. My pre-med was involving psychological neuroimmunoendocrinology. I had an excellent future ahead of me, and I had a great mentor who was going to make sure that I had all the tools and all the people I needed to get to go where I needed to go in medicine. I had the whole world offered to me on a gold platter in exchange for this woman that I barely knew. I asked her to marry me. She said yes, basically, my mentor gave me a choice. He said, "If you marry this woman, you will not go to medical school. Your path will radically change." I said, "I choose love, not the world." And he said, "Good. You'll see me once in my death, and then you will see me once at the marriage." And certainly I saw him at the marriage. And basically, 7 years to the day, I was accepted to SciTech. That's back when Ed Dames was running the show.
Right.
And basically, there was no more than 100 seats for that position, and I got one of them. And the day I was accepted, the letter of acceptance, was the day that I was divorced without any reason given to me.
What do you mean? She didn't give you any reason?
That's exactly right. In fact, I had just taken my vow of poverty within the order, which I still maintain. Believe it or not. And so I was thrown out into the street, left for dead, essentially, with just the clothes on my back. And the woman that I loved deeply threw me into the street. This is a very intricate...
Let me ask you this for just a second now. The woman you say you love deeply, she threw you into the street. I mean,
absolutely.
Was she from the World Wrestling Federation? What do you mean
no.
She threw you into the street?
No. This was basically my initiation. I had to prove that I could choose love over the world, no matter what sort of tribulation that I might face.
All right, and you're talking about your initiation into this faith.
He was part of this initiation,
all right.
Yes.
All right.
Part of an order that I can't name here, but I will just basically name it Third Order.
All right.
So, anyway, I'm thrown into the street. I'm accepted to SciTech. I immediately go to the Monroe Institute and go through their entire program.
Which is a great program, by the way.
That's right, it is. It's wonderful. I went through the residency program, and how did I do it without a penny to my name?
I have no idea. How?
I was given $5,000 in cash by a fellow who I didn't even know. No, all of this is documented.
What do you mean? Somebody walks up to you and gives you $5,000?
That is correct. $5,000 was given to me, and this is the exact amount of money I needed to pay for both SciTech and the Monroe Institute to prepare for this.
You had no idea who this guy was?
No, not a clue.
You had no idea what he wanted at that time?
No, nothing.
Okay, so you take the money.
This has been my life.
You're desperate, you take the money. Most people probably would, right?
And I used every dime and nothing was spared. Nothing was left over. I used it to pay for everything I needed to prepare for my future. And this is how my life has always been. It's always been... I always receive exactly what I need, no more, no less.
Any regrets that you never went and completed your medical training?
No, no regrets. Why? Because I've learned, especially over the years, that if you always choose love, there's a reward for this that has nothing to do with material gain or status or ego. This is a spiritual reward, and you can't do it for the purpose of a reward either. It takes a great deal of sacrifice to achieve this state of awareness.
Why did she end your marriage, if I can ask?
She has not given a reason to this day, and there is no reason stated on the divorce papers.
Was she coerced to do this?
I can't speak for her, but I suspect that this was part of a process that she can't talk about.
I mean, was she found for you?
Basically, I was told in 3 days that this woman, I would meet her by my initiator, by my mentor.
This organization you were in?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And that we would be married, and I had to make a choice between the world and this woman. Now, the way I got into remote viewing is I just overheard, I had this feeling from my heart chakra, that I must, for some reason, go out and buy a radio and turn it on. I did so. And I heard Ed Dames on the radio talk about openings for his course.
Okay.
And so I applied immediately, not even knowing what it was, really.
Yeah.
I just had the feeling that I had to do this as a psychic. I just did it.
All right.
And I was accepted. And so here I am on the street. I end up in Beverly Hills, spending the last dime I have going to SciTech. I finished the course, completed successfully, and I'm off to Sedona, Arizona.
On your own?
On my own, not a penny to my name.
And you decided, and of course, Sedona, Arizona, well known for its psychic
absolutely
abilities. So there, is that how you picked that area?
Absolutely. I went there because of someone that I knew in a previous life, a woman. And I basically fell in love with her and stayed with her.
Well, you've just fallen in love with all of them when you meet them, aren't you?
I'm referred to as, since the Monroe Institute, as the Monroe-mancer. So basically a long line of them.
All right. So you end up in Arizona now.
Yes. The one that can break your heart is one of the greatest teachers. Fear is the greatest teacher of all, by the way. But anyway, back to Arizona. I'm there. And I basically start practicing with remote viewing. And I link up with the Hopi while in Arizona. I meet a two-horned priest from Hodavilla.
What do you mean by a two-horned priest?
This is a priest that prepares you for death. This man actively sought me out in Sedona, where I was staying at the Schnebley Hill Helm, which is one of the oldest homesteads in Sedona, which incidentally is completely haunted by the little girl who was killed there originally.
Yeah, that's not only a verifiable ghost story, it is a sad ghost story.
Very sad, and this little girl would wake up and find her staring at me every morning. I would wake up in the dress that she was buried in. Anyway,
But when you're saying a two-horned priest, are you saying this is his headdress, or these horns are in his head?
This was his status. No, not...
Yeah, I don't know.
Hopi.
To Aaron...
This is a real Hopi priest.
Talking with you, I don't know if the horns are real or not.
Oh, yes, I understand.
As we will find out.
My life is so... it's so amazingly strange, and it's going to be very hard to convey this stuff. But anyway, two-horned priest.
I'll steer you.
Actual priest from Hopi, sought me out, and he invited me to Third Mesa, where I basically was introduced to many other of the Hopi, their culture, and some parts of their language.